Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 1 o'clock. Of course, CMB comes your way. Don't forget Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And I know my partner got no sleep last night. He's still reeling from the brutal double overtime loss that the Nets had. And with that said, of course, as Dove reminds me 11 times, forget the Nets. We're coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite, specifically the ShopRite in beautiful Ramsey, New Jersey. So forget the Net loss last night. It was brutal, double overtime, the bad injury and all of that happened. But the big story this morning is I'm walking in today. Some guy on the street who I have no idea who he is, obviously knew who I was, grabs me and says, "You hear it? The Mets did it." I go, "What'd they do? They made it to Syracuse?" He goes, No. Because they had a 3.5-hour wait on the tarmac.
I don't even know if they made
it. I'm sure
it
that
yet.
Was fun. Right. I'm sure they enjoyed that. I'm sure Syndergaard was just doing a dance about that. But anyway, no, they signed Jake. I'm like, really? Jake DeGrom? He goes, yeah. 5 years. What do you get? $130 million, something like that? What do you get?
He got 5 years, $137. There's team options, there's player options. And I got to just say, thank God.
You know what? And I got to tell you, too, let's thank also. I want to thank people that I think deserve thanking on this, too. The Boston Red Sox for signing Chris Sale. The Houston Astros for signing Justin Verlander. And all of that. You know, Arenado signing, Trout signing, all of that, I think led to the Mets having to sign DeGrom.
So you don't think it's been in the works for a
while?
Oh,
but you're just like the Tom Seaver statue. Years. It's been going on for years.
You know what, though?
That.
Here's what I said about the Seaver statue. It's the same thing. I don't care.
No. I'm glad you're doing it.
I don't care.
But I really buy it. It took a lot of that kind of stuff to finally get it done.
I think public pressure has a little bit to do with it, too.
Sure.
I think Noah Syndergaard making comments may get them over the finish line.
No doubt about it.
I think there's a lot of factors, but the overall factor is the thing I was screaming about for months and even years. It makes sense.
Yes.
For everybody.
Indeed.
There's nothing more infuriating when you see something that works for both sides and it doesn't happen. This makes sense for Jake. He is now protected. He knows he's getting his $17 million this year, $10 by way of a signing bonus. He knows he's getting $23 next year. He knows in what would have been his free agent year, he's getting $33.5 million.
Not bad.
He knows the year after that he's getting $33.5 million. And he knows the year after that he has the option to get another $30 million. So for
Is there an opt-out in his deal after 22?
That's
that what
I'm talking about. He has the option.
Oh, he's got the option.
At 30.5 in 2023.
Okay.
If he opts
but it's his
that,
opt-out.
It's his opt-out.
Okay.
The year after that, the Mets have the option in 2024.
I see.
So
For
Jake, this is great. Look at all this guaranteed money he's got.
Yep, and it's great for the Mets and us and the Mets fans.
Of course. So the Mets have at least bought out a couple of free agent years. They have bought out two of his free agent years, three if Jake opts in at 2023. It's great for the Mets because this idea that the Mets were better off not giving him an extension and letting him get to free agency was ridiculous.
No, he was never coming. He would have been gone. God knows who he would have been pitching for.
Either, Joe, he'd be gone or you would have given him a worse contract.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So this just makes sense.
He would have been gone. I'm confident he would have been gone.
Just like Zach Wheeler will probably be gone.
Yeah, well.
But this just made freaking sense.
Yep.
And you're right, as we're sitting here as fans and we're seeing Chris Sale and Alex Bregman and Eloy Jimenez, who has not played a game yet in the major leagues.
Right.
And we're seeing all of these guys in different parts of their careers signing extensions. Our lonely eyes turned to Jacob DeGrom.
Indeed.
And we're going to find out.
I like that. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Well, we know where Jake's gone. Opening day in D.C., baby.
There you go.
And we're going to find out if we are right that because of the lack of innings this guy has thrown, because of the type of pitcher he is, will he be able to age gracefully into his 30s? I believe he will. Obviously, the Mets believe it because they just made a $100 million plus bet on it. And I think he will. And I'm ecstatic because this guy, whether some Met fans wanted to admit it at the time or not, has now made it clear he's the ace. It was Matt Harvey for a while. It really wasn't. It was Noah Syndergaard for a while. It really wasn't. It was always this guy. And finally, not from just the fans, but from this organization, the man is getting the respect he deserves. He may not have the hype. He may not have the nickname. He may not get into Twitter feuds with Mr. Met or Mike Francesa. But he is the unquestioned ace of the New York Mets. And he's going to be here for the bulk of his career. Thank you, Brody. Thank you, Will Pontia, one of them, Jeff Afred. Thank you, Jake. Thank you for sanity, because it wouldn't have made no sense if they didn't agree to a deal. Thank you, sanity.
And now we can play baseball.
Let's go.
Now we can start.
Let's go.
Peter Alonso will be at first base.
Let's go.
Big Jake will be on a mound.
Let's go.
And we can rock and roll.
And you know what?
Everybody's happy.
We don't have to think about Syracuse.
Oh, my God.
And flights.
Did he ever get to Syracuse? Can you imagine? Seriously. After all the hoopla with Syndergaard, and I'm sure it was plenty. It wasn't just Syndergaard. He voiced it, but I'm sure there was plenty of guys on the team that were just as aggravated about it. And then they had to sit on the runway 3.5 hours. Oh, my God.
You know,
are you serious?
You always say, it makes me laugh sometimes, you would say, hey, what would the odds be? Well, I'd love to get a bet on this. Well, as I was reading the tweets that the Mets were stuck on the tarmac, I was thinking, what kind
from the
of
Mets?
Bet? What was that?
You tweets from the Mets?
Did I tweet
the
from
tweets
the Mets?
No, the tweets you were reading were from the Mets.
No, tweets from the beat writers kind of updating the tarmac situation.
I get it.
I started thinking to myself, I would have loved to have taken a bet that their flight was going to be delayed 3.5 hours because it was only fitting considering nobody wanted to go there.
Of course.
But the real issue was not going to Syracuse. The real issue is the fact they went to Sarasota.
Yeah.
Why are they going there?
Here's what I don't understand about all of this, okay? Couldn't this have been scheduled better?
Yes.
I mean, did they have to wait till the last second? I mean, I don't know what the deal is on spring training games. I don't know if there's – is there an amount you have to play?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know. So did you really need to play this game against the Orioles yesterday in Sarasota? Did you need to play that game?
No.
How about traveling, you know, forget the game. We're going to leave Monday to go to Syracuse. Monday morning, like right away. And there's no issue.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. It makes no sense.
Or do it Sunday. I mean,
right.
Give yourself time.
Right.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The Mets aren't going to lose on Thursday afternoon or lose 90 games because of trip.
No.
And I really think, I know that when you've got 25 men in a locker room, not everybody's going to love each other. I understand that. But I genuinely think that most Met players right now are happy for Jake. And
they don't care about the fact they're
in Syracuse.
No, that's a big deal. And look, you know, and Syndergaard, you know, you're down on him for, you know, what he said about Syracuse, but he was dead on about this whole thing with DeGrom. And I bet you there was a ton of guys in that locker room that felt the same way. Hey, what the hell are they doing here?
You know what? I was thinking more and more about it with Syndergaard. I liked what Noah said about Jake. My point about Syracuse was I think it was important for him to make the trip. It should have been scheduled better.
Sure.
He probably shouldn't be complaining about it. But Todd Frazier, who I'm no fan of, but Todd Frazier actually changed my mind because Frazier basically came out and in so many words said, we all agree with Noah.
Yeah,
and so
no, he
Noah
did say that. Yep.
Appeared to be taking one for the team where Noah was going to say, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to take the heat for this. Don't worry, Conforto.
Yeah.
You can just say, you could be good.
Right.
I'm going to be the bad guy.
Right, right.
And I think that does show a little bit of leadership.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it is a lot of unity on his team and it's going to reflect in how they play all year. Let's hope that's the case.
Absolutely. Even if it's unity against ownership.
Whatever it is. Hey, that's the reason they go out and win, great.
Hey, that's
they want to go win 105 because they don't like the owners. I'm in for that.
That's how the Indians.
Just join the rest of the fan base.
That's right. Exactly.
That's it.
Hey, it worked for the Indians in the early 90s when their owner was threatening to move to Miami. I'm talking about the movie Major League and, you know, Wild Thing Vaughn and all those guys, Roger Dorn, and they started taking pieces of the owner's clothing, not real, but the clothing off the mannequin, whatever it was, until she was naked. It motivated them, and that's how the Indians at least got to the playoffs.
There you go.
I think they lost at some point to the White Sox. At least that's what we found out in Major League 2.
Right, there you go.
But they
had a good
run.
You know, that's a fantasy. They lost to the White Sox.
I think that's how it ended. But sure, if they need to be motivated, go motivate. But this is great news, and hopefully this leads to more extensions down the road. I don't expect them to lock up Noah. It's funny. Syndergaard yesterday, while he was stuck on the tarmac, decided to do a Twitter Q&A. And so all these Met fans are asking Syndergaard questions. He also was a little annoyed at Mike because I guess Mike had a video.
Mike ripped him, I guess, right? Mike had a video. What do you mean a video?
I think he was interviewed by your boy Jonas Schwartz.
Oh, yeah. I saw you. You know what? And now that you said, when I was walking out the building yesterday, Jonas was coming in with a photographer. And he was telling me that that's what they were doing about
this
whole.
That's what they were
doing. Because Mike's going to, you know, obviously have like two or three partners. That's what we hear.
Two or three?
Well, that's what we hear.
Are you starting new rumors?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard partner. You know?
Partners? Maybe Jonas Schwartz.
When
I first saw that video, I thought Jonas was getting the job.
You never know.
I was like, wow.
Maybe it's Dove.
Maybe. But I guess in the video, Mike ripped Noah. And
right,
so Noah
right.
said, I'm just here for the comments or something like that. But Noah was answering all these questions. So I asked Noah a question. Of course, he didn't answer my question, but I thought it was a really good question. You know what it was?
What's that?
I said, Noah, would you accept Aaron Nola's extension? 4 years, $45 million.
Oh, and he didn't answer it?
Of course not. He should, though.
Yeah.
Because if he says yes, if he said yes to that, I'd be on the phone with Brody saying, what the hell are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I'd take that risk.
I bet you he would take it. He's just not going to answer it.
Four years, 45?
Yeah, I'm not surprised he wouldn't answer that.
I'd take that bet, though, on Noah. I know
he's
missed time the last 2 years, but I'd take that bet.
Yeah.
I feel good about Syndergaard this year.
Yeah, I do, too. I tell you what. Look, I like Syndergaard a lot. And I just think that these guys got major chutzpah, the guy. It stuns me, too, because when we interviewed him, I go back to that interview we had back at the All-Star game 100 years ago now, when he looked like he was the most timid, like afraid of new. I mean, he's anything but that,
no,
this guy.
He's morphed into something else.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
He's getting into tweet wars with Francesa. He's
right.
ripping the mat, you know,
no,
management.
He's anything but that. They threw the ball at the head of in the World Series of
Alcides Escobar.
Escobar, right.
Yeah, the thing about Noah, the most important thing about Noah, is he's got a pitch.
Well, that's it.
And I'm not ripping him for it because it's health. I get that. But he's got to go out there and pitch.
Yeah.
He made 25 starts last year. He made 7 the year before that. Let's add those numbers together. That gets to 32. How about you hit that number in 2019?
Yeah. Well, because let's hope.
Because I'm confident that if Noah makes 32 starts, he's going to be good.
He's going to have a big year.
And maybe great.
Yep.
But now the ace is signed, and we can begin this baseball season. We can begin it, and maybe after 2 years of horribleness and a little bit of a tease last year when they got off to that 11-1 start.
Ridiculous 11-1 start.
Maybe this will be the year where the Mets can actually give us not only a meaningful September, but a fun October a la 2015. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's play some damn baseball.
Indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.